You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. The purpose of this podcast is to help adults affected by ADHD live their best lives. I am an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I am the author of the book, Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life, Even If You Have ADHD. I bring this book up because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me and any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I am not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. The last podcast episode was on habits. This episode continues on this theme. So let's get started. So this is about establishing and repeating habitual tasks and errands. An important habit that can simplify your life is setting up a plan for accomplishing reoccurring tasks or activities. This is what I call your repeats. Activities are repeated typically weekly or monthly. So let's look at weekly and monthly repeats. Weekly repeats include grocery shopping, vacuuming, taking out the garbage. Monthly repeats could be picking up your prescription refills at the pharmacy, taking clothes to the dry cleaner, or dropping accumulated stuff at a charity. These reoccurring activities should be pre-scheduled and land at the same time each week or month. For example, every Thursday I take my mother to go grocery shopping, to the pharmacy, and to the bank, if she needs to go to all three. We've established a day and time in which we always do it. So I know every Thursday morning I'm going to pick her up and I'm going to do that. Now, this becomes hopefully a habit. But what happens if she or I have a conflict and can't do Thursday one week? Well, what we do is the moment we know that Thursday is not going to work, we call each other and we reschedule it and make a new appointment for that week. So, for example, I had a doctor's appointment the other Thursday morning, and so I couldn't do it at the time we usually do it. So I called her and it was, do you want to do it 2 hours later? Do you want to do it in the afternoon? Do you want to do it on Friday? At what time? But what we do is the minute we know it's not going to work, we don't say, oh, we'll do it later. We start by establishing immediately when we will do it. So that's a little bit about making repeats work. It's figuring out how to reschedule them. So the repeats only work if you schedule them consistently and make doing them a habit. Sometimes you will fail, but that isn't a reason to give up. Just start again after you evaluate possible reasons for failure. Is the day you are choosing to do something a poor choice? Are you unrealistic about the time you need to do the repeat? Are you planning to do the repeat after you have done another repeat that historically tires you out so that it's unlikely you will have the energy to mow the lawn next? When my mother and I first started these weekly errands, we started them on Friday mornings. Now we do them on Thursday. I regularly set up phone meetings at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. on Friday, but I would either miss the call or forget about the calls. So I shifted what I scheduled on Fridays. Before 10:30, I could do calls and then scheduled the non-time-sensitive activities like paperwork for early afternoon. Now that the errands are on Thursday, that has changed how I set up Thursday and Friday. You need to be responsive to what is most efficient and most productive and most realistic for you. I tend to be a little scattered after I've run a lot of errands, so it is not probably the best time that I make a very important phone call afterwards. It's probably better time for me to work at my computer. So you have to take into account the before and the after when setting up your schedule about your repeats. creating visual reminders for your repeats. Be sure to create charts for your weekly and monthly repeat. This will help you make what you need to do on a regular basis visible. It will also give you a mental picture to carry around in your mind. Post the charts in an accessible place where you will see them regularly. This is especially helpful when you are entering things into your calendar or checking your calendar for what is coming up. I would create a pencil chart at first so that you can make changes easily until you find what works. Regardless of the chart I make, make sure all these tasks are in my calendar schedule. Also, that they are changed when they need to be on the calendar so that I'm clear when they are going to happen, if not at the usual day or time. So what I visualized is I actually made a chart on the computer that was blank, where it had Monday through Sunday, and then just some times. And then I printed that out, and then in pencil, I went in and I wrote in Thursday mornings, I wrote in errands with mom. You know, and then I did the same thing for my other, quote, repeats, my habits that I'm trying to do every week. I wrote them in, and then I tried the schedule, and often we'll be a little bit more optimistic than we can really succeed at. So once you kind of play with it and figure out what will work, you know, put it in your calendar, whether that's a phone or like me, I still use a paper calendar, and put it in for every week. And I usually do that a month at a time, so that if I do it in pencil, so that if I have to change it, I can change it. But that way you start anticipating seeing it in your calendar. Now for a phone, it's very simple. You can do repeats on appointments. So I would set up a repeat for the activity to show up on your phone for that time every week. Well, that's it for today. I hope this was helpful. Be sure to check out next week's podcast, which will come out next Tuesday. Also, check out my website, www.abigailwerf.com, to get on my mailing list for my weekly newsletter, check out my blog, and the free stuff available on my site. You can also leave comments or questions 24/7 at 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.